15 minutes past the hour. It is a Tuesday morning edition of Catholic Connection. Good to be with you. Teresa Tomeo is my name. Our phone number, if you have a question for our guest, Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, on our Mom's Corner segment, Keeping Thanksgiving Holy, Happy, Sane, and Simple. Yes, it is possible. 877-573-7825. And how does Donna know this? Well, she is a mom, and she also hosts the Thanksgiving dinner every year. Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Teresa. How are you doing?
I am well, sweetie. And so you are the keeper of the Thanksgiving holiday in your family.
Well, it's been that way for over 30 years.
Wow.
So, because my oldest is 30, so I've been doing Thanksgiving dinner. Keeping it simple. Try to keep it simple, but always turns out all right. We have a good time.
So what advice would you give to folks listening right now who are just going crazy trying to get everything organized, and then also who want to keep a holy focus on this Thanksgiving holiday because we have so much to be thankful for?
Oh, I know. Well, obviously, with only 2 days till Thanksgiving, we can't really recreate our menu at this point or, make some major changes to try to keep it simple. But what we can do is maybe recreate our attitudes a little bit or our expectations, don't you think? We think of the holidays, and we have this picture in mind, maybe a picture of perfection. I remember talking to you one time, and we were talking about the Norman Rockwell paintings that come to our mind. We want to achieve this. We want to put on the perfect spread, and, you know, we hope everybody's in a good mood and everyone's helpful. Well, this might not be a reality in some households with lots of little kids running around, or maybe somebody's a little grumpy or something like that. And, you know, we want everything to be perfect, but we have to face the fact that it's not always going to be perfect. You know, take the stress level down a little bit. Mm-hmm. Let's do the best we can. Let's not obsess over the perfection, because in doing that, we might neglect our loved ones in the process. So I think, you know, by doing a little less and being a little more, you know, being together, giving thanks, enjoying the simple pleasures, I think, you know, making the time to play a game, go for a walk. You know, part of the fun for us is cooking together. You know, some people don't like a lot of commotion in the kitchen. You know, a lot of people around, it kind of, you know, gets you stressed or something might spill and it's a mess. But, you know, you got to let go of all that and be together. Life goes by pretty fast, mm-hmm. I've found. Look at this. My oldest one is 30 years old.
Wow.
It's hard for me to believe that Justin could be 30. But we all, you know, we all get together and, like, prior to Thanksgiving, you know, we'll bake some pies or make some breads. And we all like to cook, so we like to do things from scratch. And I know some people might say, well, you know, if you're keeping it simple, why are you doing that? Because we like to. You know, you might not want to do that yourself. It's easy to get some nice things. You can buy pies, and you don't have to go through all of the work.
Right.
But with us, we enjoy that. So that's pleasurable to us.
You know, the other thing, too, and I don't know if you do this, but we do this in my family because my sister has Thanksgiving every year, and everybody brings something or
yes.
a couple of things, which I think is a real help.
Oh, sure it is. It's great. So, you know, and delegate. If you are doing it at your own house and say you have your own big family already, delegate, you know, the people to help out with your own kids or your husband. But also we found through the years that we invite the relatives for dessert. We don't have everybody over for the dinner because the families have grown over the years and they have
Oh, that's an interesting idea.
Yeah. You know, they've grown and they all have their own family, so they can't all be, you know, our family is gigantic, so we have, they all have their own dinners, and then the ones that live in the area, we try to get together, usually at our house or sometimes, you know, my brother's house, and we all bring dessert and we enjoy it that way. So I think, you know, try to keep it simple. Don't be worried so much. You know, maybe the gravy's going to burn. Well, it's not the end of the world.
So what?
Yeah. You know, we strive so much for perfection. I think that's the demand for perfection is what really sends us over the edge. But if we can just let go of that right now and just say, hey, I'm going to do the best I can. I want it to be nice. There's nothing wrong with wanting it to be nice and to be pretty. And, you know, that's kind of in us as the heart of the home, the woman of the household. We want to feather the nest and make it nice. But if it doesn't go perfectly, it's okay. We'll survive.
Now, what about keeping it holy? You know, this is a national holiday, of course, and we know that I saw a neat article on the web the other day that, you know, the first thanks was given in the Bible, not just, you know, in the northeastern part of the country where the pilgrims landed, of course. But so I thought that was very interesting. And I think one of the ways that my husband and I like to, you know, get in the right frame of mind is to go to Mass on Thanksgiving Day. Try to go to Mass as often as you can, but especially on Thanksgiving Day. What a great way to start the day and set your mind, you know, on the things that matter most.
Absolutely. I was going to suggest that myself. It's kind of hard to do, and, you know, if you can, it's hard to do because I'm saying, you know, you're putting the turkey in the oven or whatever you're doing to get ready, but if you can just plan that out in advance so you know you want to get out to 9 o'clock Mass or parish has a 9 a.m. Mass, you know, then you can fit that into your schedule. And also, I think if we just, you know, think ahead, too, each day we hope we do this, that we open our eyes to a new day and we thank our Lord for that day. And we ask him to bless it all. So no matter what's going on, we know that, you know, he's in control. We've given our day to him. And so to start off with the prayer, of course, grace at the dinner table, and asking each member of the family to voice their own, you know, thoughts on what they're thankful for, that type of thing you can do around the table. So we get from the funny to the serious, and mostly funny around our dinner table, recalling, you know, things, funny history and funny memories, and it's a great time to be together and definitely get that prayer in. I agree wholeheartedly. It's a day of thanks and of thanking God first and foremost.
You know, it's interesting. I went to see my friend Ross from Catholic Answers was speaking in Detroit last week, and she was talking about the family, and she talked about, just as you mentioned, Donna, of doing that on a regular basis, going around the table at dinner time. And either saying a prayer or talking about something that was on their mind. And she said that was a way for, she was using this as an example of one particular family. Their marriage was falling apart. Their life was falling apart. And she actually suggested to this family, you know, do you pray together? They started doing that on a regular basis, and it turned their lives around eventually. And it started with a simple prayer at grace and then going around the table at dinner time and talking, you know, whatever was on their heart.
That's beautiful. I've heard that type of story so many times, where one simple prayer can actually transform lives. And just even what we've done, I've introduced this very early on when my children were babies, just to add an extra Hail Mary after grace. You know, we say grace around the table, and then we say a Hail Mary, putting ourselves under Mary's mantle. And I think she's so powerful, and she brings us straight to Jesus. So it's a you know, a nice way to keep united with her and as a family around the table. And there's not really a lot of time during the day when we come together as a family, when you think about it. You know, we're rushing off in the morning, wherever we're going, school, work, and we come together again at the end of the day, hopefully, because there's so many activities and things pulling us in so many directions. So I look at the dinner table, the family time together, as a real sacred time. I write about that a lot in my books. You know, to grab onto that holy time with the family, it's very fleeting, and life speeds by. So, you know, create those memories and say those prayers and have that a time, like you said, to talk about, you know, what's on your mind. And even if it's just discussing, you know, what's coming up tomorrow and what you did today, just any old thing, just to talk and to keep that communication open and pray together. And there you are, united in prayer. So it's a beautiful time. And here on Thanksgiving, it's a perfect time. It's a holiday to give thanks, and so we should use that at the dinner table. Even if the kids are a little shy, or a relative or someone who might be sitting at the table with you, you're not sure what they're going to think about your little tradition, do it anyway. We pray anyway, even when people come over, you know, and they're at our dinner table, and, you know, the kids might look up at me like, ooh, is she going to say the Hail Mary? And, you know, you never know how that's going to help someone. So I'd say, you know, be yourselves and continue your traditions and make new traditions, too. If the traditions you've been following are tough to, you know, to achieve, you know, maybe things are crazy this year with Thanksgiving and you can't do everything you wanted to do, you know, make a new little tradition, and that's good, too. Just whatever you want to do together as a family.
And if someone doesn't want to pray, you know, if they're not comfortable with that, then, you know, they don't have to participate. They can just listen. But they're always blessed by it, though. It really is very moving.
And just, you know, they're usually just quiet, and they put their head down a little, they listen, and they're thinking, they're probably thinking, I want them to hurry up and get this over with. But you never know, and I really believe in the power of grace and prayer, and I'm sure that it makes an effect on their heart and in time. You never know how they'll turn back to God if they're not with him at that time.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I know that you have some of this on your website, right, the information that we're sharing this morning?
Yes. I have on Embracing Motherhood, my Embracing Motherhood blog, I Well, I believe I put it on everything. I have a website and two blogs. So I have a little bit there, and I'm going to post some more later today, some tips on Thanksgiving and prayer and keeping it simple. You know, just little things like even having a fire in the fireplace if you're so inclined, taking a walk together, weather permitting, and taking the time to maybe sit down and play a game so that at the end of the day when you're, you know, in the kitchen with that mound of dirty dishes, you're not lamenting over the fact that you didn't take that time. You know, the day is finished and you're thinking, oh, I wish I really sat down and played that game or took that walk instead of rushing around trying to make everything perfect. So that's really my main message to everyone is to take the time, even if it means leaving something for later on. People are the most important,
right,
but not the things. And those will be the memories with our kids later.
Yeah, that's beautiful. There's a really cool song that's out there. I'm not a huge country music fan, but it's a great song, and the video is very powerful. It's by Kenny Chesney. It's called Don't Blink. And it goes on and on about how fast life goes by and how you have to really make sure you're prioritizing. It's all about family. It's a very, very powerful video and powerful song. And I also think, Donna, to keep the TV off, especially during dinner. I know a lot of the guys may want to watch football or whatnot, but for goodness sake, give some time with that TV off. So many times you go into somebody's home and the TV's blaring, the music's on. Silence the noise and just, you know, come together as a family in prayer.
Absolutely. Turn it off at least at dinner time.
Right.
For Pete's sake.
Especially, I would say, just the whole day. Who needs it? You know, it's time for you to come together. You can do without the TV or one football game, for goodness sakes.
Yeah.
All right, sweetheart. Good to talk to you. Give us your website again and your blog address so people know where to go for all this information.
Okay. www.donnacooperoboyle.com. So it's donnacooperoboyle.com. That's my main website. And rather than give you two more addresses, just go on that, and I have two blogs, Embracing Motherhood and Daily Donna Marie, and you can get to them from there. So it's www.donnacooperoboyle.com.
All right. Well, listen, have a great Thanksgiving, and I can't wait to talk to you during the month of Christmas, which is,
yeah,
my goodness, right around the corner.
So much, and it goes by fast. Happy Thanksgiving,
does.
Teresa. Thank you.
Okay. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, of course. She does a Mom's Corner with us at least once a month here on Catholic Connection. And, of course, great advice. And she has all this posted on her blogs and her website, DonnaMarieCooperOboyle.com. Coming up, another great website of Dr. Marcellino D'Ambrosio's, DrItaly.com. He has some great suggestions for us regarding Christ the King, the Feast of Christ the King, suggestions in terms of how should we be looking at this, what does it mean to us as Catholics, and why we celebrate this feast day. If you have a question for Catholic apologist Marcellino D'Ambrosio, 877-573-7825. 31 minutes past the hour now on a Tuesday morning edition of Catholic Connection.